everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like, four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Sal Pierre. I'm the CEO of AI Exosphere and the founder of Rise Innovation. We are a startup that is working in artificial intelligence, really a chatbot that can perform complex digital actions.
Love it, Sal. Number two, what advice are you going to share? Go.
There's a lot of advice. So let me kind of set the stage here. Specifically for people trying to innovate and businesses now coming out of the pandemic and starting to do business and realizing that it is an online world today. AI has massive impact across businesses of all niches, and it's really important for small businesses to medium-sized business to use the AI resources that are available to them. There's a lot of innovation going on in this space, which is very exciting. From the AI toothbrush that tells you, hey, have you washed your mouth or brushed your teeth well enough, all the way out to autonomous driving and other artificial intelligent type of platforms. Something that's kind of relevant here is the way that data science or big data started combining data. Now, this has happened a long time ago, but there's more availability for use for small businesses. So something that all entrepreneurs and small businesses should look to is the mountains, Google, AWS, now OpenAI with their different models, and look at what services are available and maybe can automate some of the processes that are happening every day in their business. So as you know, my background is in advertising and artificial intelligence development. And for almost the last decade, we were in a digital AI revolution, but not the way people think of it. There was a big bottleneck in the hardware where it lost data in transferring. And the problem with that is if you lose data and you train an AI on that specific data, it loses context or it loses understanding of what's going on because there's missing like words. Just imagine if you were going to order something from Amazon and, well, they left out the zip code. Would you ever get your package? So that was the work over the last 10 years. And what is known kind of as the silent AI revolution was to fix the hardware to power these really powerful AI systems. And a lot of time now there's open source and pre-trained models that you don't have to be a developer. You don't have to be a data scientist. You don't have to be a master at creating stuff. A lot of the AI processes can do it for you. And that's really what we're working on, right? We're working on developing an AI assistant that can take complex digital actions for our customers. This should be deployed across the board. So if you have a small business and you're just getting into e-commerce, AI can help you dramatically at least look at what's going on in the landscape. They always say data is the money, but people really don't understand what that means. A long time ago, data was all segregated into internal compartments of different companies and no information sharing was happening. So you couldn't cross-reference data to understand behavior. And when this big data really started hitting the market, you start predicting things that let's say my wife was pregnant before her mom would know that she's pregnant. Because of AI algorithms running on Google or on Facebook and the data sharing, they could find out if she ordered a pregnancy test.
Right.
They can
that,
find
that
out.
That actually happened to us, a girl. The Target sent them a mail saying congratulations on the pregnancy.
Now,
that's how her parents found out.
It's crazy and people are scared of this privacy issues, but at the same time, it's pretty exciting because imagine that type of predictions in health. Hey, you're going to have this disease. Stop doing this right now and you can be healthier. Imagine this in a business perspective. Hey, we know exactly who your client is because this is the steps that every one of your clients have taken. So, or just imagine just automating a lot of the shipping and sales and accounting, and AI can help with all of that.
Absolutely. Hey, Sal, we got 3 minutes and 35 seconds left. We got to keep going on the questions. Sure. Question number three, what other CEOs, business owners, executives, or influencers that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
Ross Williams for Modern Profits. He's an authority marketing. If anybody out there is looking to kind of promote themselves, speak from stage or get on social media and create a presence, that's the guy to go to. He's also great with press. And then you have Robert Ralph that works in big data, data mining companies. And his company's name is Exact Prospect. And if you're looking for that super refined targeted audience, that's the guy you go talk to.
Perfect. I'll look them up. Number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
So instead of sale, I like kind of to inspire. I run the Rise Innovation platform. And basically this platform is for artificial intelligence, data scientists, and other entrepreneurs in the space, in the technology space, to innovate. And today, anyone that's in the field has the opportunity to get a lot of resources that are available because there is a artificial intelligence race going on right now. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a huge boom in the next 5 to 10 years. I'm talking about from AI automation online all the way up to kids' toys that go back in the house with the kids and play with the kids and then send data back to the company so they know how to make their toys better. Whoa, scary. But at the same time, you need to be part of this. If you miss the internet boom, this is your chance now to participate. There's a lot of free materials that you can use. There's a lot of resources. There is a lot of libraries on GitHub and other platforms that you can use to really scale and better your business.
Perfect, perfect. You've got 1 minute and 45 seconds left. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go.
Well, how about I give some resources to your audience?
We'll love it.
So one of the things for startups, if you're trying to, AI is very expensive. Machine learning is very expensive because it takes a lot of processing power. Mm-hmm. But AWS, for example, has what they call the Activate program, which you can get up to $100,000 in free AWS credits to run. There's also Google Colab, which allows you to basically use their servers when it's downtime to run processes and train your models, save you a lot of money. And lastly, there's a lot of accelerators out there. And you should apply to the ones that fit your startup or your business venture the best, because funding is available and you should pursue innovation, because it's not the end all. It's not going to resolve everything, but it is bettering the world almost every day.
Perfect. Perfect there. You got 40 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to add, or we can end early and that's okay?
No, I'll share my final thought here about you said, what was the biggest sale? It wasn't a sale. It was, we actually got accepted into the NVIDIA Inception program. We got approved into the AWS portfolio program, which gave us $100,000 in credits, just like I mentioned before.
Awesome.
And lastly, the NSF for the Changemaker program, the SBIR for business innovation. So all these things are available to you. Go innovate. You got this.
Perfect. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Sal, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it looks like Bob.
It does. It does. Your website, say it real quick.
AIExosphere.com.
In the description, it's magic. Sal, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good one. Now, talk to you later. Bye.